Just go to the next slide. So I've done that. And I made a table of the density of states and the internal energy and the other thermodynamic properties also in 2 and 3 dimensions. So during the last lecture, basically the last lecture is summarized in this right column where I worked in 3 dimensions, but you can also do this in 1 and 2 dimensions. Now I do want to go to this table. So here's this table, and I will work down the one-dimensional column for you. So we start out with the wave equation. This is light moving in one dimension. And the eigenfunction solutions have this form. So I have a form of a plane wave. And if I take the solution and I put it into the wave equation, what comes out is the dispersion relationship. So you, if you take this solution, you put it in, the second derivative with respect to space will give you k squared, the second derivative with respect to time will give you omega squared, and that gives us then the dispersion relationship. And then I calculate the density of states, and this is a matter of counting the number of wave-like solutions that will fit in a box, and it turns out that it's just a constant 2 over pi in one dimension. And I could, from this, calculate what the density of states is in omega. It's also a constant. It's a little bit different constant. And I can do this because I know the relationship between omega and k, and I know the relationship between d omega and dk. So if omega is ck, then d omega is c dk, and the density of states in k times the interval is the density of states in omega times d omega. I know the density of states in k, I know dk in terms of d omega. From this, I can calculate the density of states in omega. And I can do a similar thing for calculating the density of states in terms of wavelengths because I know the relationship between k and wavelength. K is 2 pi over the wavelength. From this, I can find out what the relationship is between dk and d lambda and get the density of states in wavelength or in energy. So these are the density of states that I know the density of states in K, and then I combine it with the dispersion relationship to get these other forms of the density of states. And then I can calculate the internal energy, the distribution. I want to know which wavelengths have the, where is the energy located? Which wavelengths have most of the energy? And this is something like a Planck radiation curve. And here on the left, it shows it's the energy, which in terms of wavelength is hc over lambda, times the number of states at that wavelength, times this Bose-Einstein factor. And I skipped over a row here. I skipped over the row for the chemical potential, because it turns out that for some bosons do have a non-zero chemical potential, like helium-4 is a boson. Helium-4 has got 2 electrons, 2 protons, and 2 neutrons. And it, when you cool it down, forms a superfluid helium. It's a boson. And it has a chemical potential. It takes some energy to add helium-4 to a system. But phonons don't have any mass. And it doesn't cost you, there's no chemical potential associated with creating another photon. They're not conserved. So helium-4 is conserved and has a chemical potential. Photons and phonons are not conserved. You can make more of them or less of them. And a consequence of this is that they have a zero chemical potential. Because I say this because in the Bose-Einstein factor, there really is a chemical potential, but because it was zero, I left it out. So the internal energy density is the energy times the number of states at that energy times the mean number of bosons in that state, and then you can calculate this, and if you integrate it over all wavelengths, it gives you the total energy density, which is the expression here. And then on Monday we calculated that it went like t to the fourth. It turns out in two dimensions it goes like t cubed, and in one dimension it goes like t squared. Then if there's you can also calculate the intensity, not just the energy density, but the intensity that would be radiated by a black body in one and two dimensions. So these are the Planck radiation curves. They are curves that have a maximum. You can differentiate the curves to find the maximum in three, two, and one dimensions. You get almost the same formula, but there's a little bit different constants in Wien's law for one and two dimensions. And if you integrate over all wavelengths of the intensity, then you get what's called the Stefan-Boltzmann law, that the intensity radiated by a black body is just proportional to the temperature, and it's t to the fourth in three dimensions, it's t cubed in two dimensions, and it's t squared in one dimension. If you know the internal energy density, you can calculate the specific heat at constant volume. So you just differentiate the internal energy with respect to the temperature, and it gives you the specific heat, which we've calculated. And if you know the specific heat, you can calculate the entropy from the specific heat. The entropy is the integral of the specific heat divided by the temperature and then integrated by the temperature. And once you know the internal energy and the entropy, you can calculate the Helmholtz free energy. And from the Helmholtz free energy, you can calculate the pressure of the system. So here I have it in one, two, and three dimensions. And it's actually a kind of a frightening number of formulas in the table. And people have asked me if they need to know all the formulas in this table, and you do not need to know every formula in this table, but you should know this story that you can go through down the left column, where you start with a wave equation and the normal mode solutions of the equation. If you put the solutions into the equation, you will get the dispersion relationship. You can calculate the density of states in any number of dimensions, and then once you have these ingredients, everything else below just follows from that. You can construct the internal energy as being the energy times the number of states at that energy times the mean number of the occupied states at that energy, and then you can integrate that over all energies, and that will give you the internal energy. Once you have the internal energy, you can calculate from it the specific heat, the entropy, the free energy, and the pressure for all these things.